Blog Talk Radio.
Why is the world in the state that it is in? Do you need certainty about things in your life? Your health, your love, your marriage, maybe your diet or politics? Join us here at 5:30 Mountain Time on FreedomizerRadio.com as we give you all the answers, and we will expound upon subjects that we know everything about, and you will learn how to laugh, love, and live.
What is wrong with you? Have you been reading Hallmark cards or hanging around at Bed Bath & Beyond?
What? It's an ad, okay? Ads don't have to be truthful, all right?
Why do you think you have all the answers?
Well, I don't, okay? I just say that I do. That way people think that you're smarter than you really are.
And that's going to make people want to listen to you more? What if they find out you're a dum-dum?
You're a dum-dum.
Join us here Monday evenings at 5:30 Mountain Standard Time as we search for answers together on Mental Acumen Radio with Donald and Christy Rose on FreedomizerRadio.com.
You hurt my feelings, dum-dum.
Earthing, also known as grounding, is the act of touching our body's skin directly to the earth, just like our ancestors did as they slept, sat, and walked on the ground nearly every day of their lives. This simple connection allows Earth's natural negative electrons to enter the human body, pacifying dangerous free radicals, which, if left unchecked, can cause severe damage to cells that can lead to many chronic diseases. Ground Therapy's patented process and suite of products were designed for you to experience all the benefits of grounding in your busy and modern lifestyle. And you'll experience the benefits of grounding within the safety and comfort of your home or office throughout the entire day, just as if you were touching the earth itself.
The information is provided for general informational purposes only. The contents are not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Ground Therapy Incorporated makes no representations about the efficiency, appropriateness, or suitability of any specific tests, procedures, treatments, services, opinions, healthcare providers, or other information that may be contained in or available through the information provided.
Freaks, outsiders, weirdos, the wallflowers, oddball loser, fish out of water, speak up, talk quieter. We are different. There's no arguing. It's a fact. A patchwork of flaws, we grow and adapt. We're funky, unconventional, see life through kaleidoscope eyes. In a field full of clovers, with our four leaves, we bask in blue skies. Flaws are natural. Our imperfections, our weaknesses, our scars. There is a misfit in all of us. We just have to be brave enough to embrace who we are.
Good afternoon, folks. I hope you're having a nice Saturday out there. This is Barefoot is Legal Radio. We are a 501c3 nonprofit organization dedicated to promoting the rights and legalities of living the barefoot lifestyle. You can find us on pretty much every social media platform there is. If you have questions, I am your host, Audrey. Here with my co-host, Phoenix. I'm having a slightly rough morning myself. I hurt my back yesterday, so I'm kind of cranky. I apologize in advance. Luckily, Phoenix at least seems to be in a better mood than I am.
Shocker. I'm kidding.
yeah. No. So we're gonna do this. I've been barefoot, actually. I've been barefoot a lot this week. Where was it I went? Do you remember? I went to a baseball game. I haven't shared the pictures of that yet, but I did go, like, through the stadium. I didn't have any issues at the baseball stadium. Try to think. What about you?
I mean, I went most places. If you were listening last Saturday, you know, I did leave a little early to go to a protest in Dayton for reproductive rights. And I did the whole thing barefoot. I did start to get a blister, like, on, like, under one of my, like the, I don't even know what you call this area, like, right in here.
Where your toe meets your foot.
Yeah, basically where my toe meets my foot.
I think it's the pad, baby.
I did start to get a blister, and it did get pretty sore, and I did kind of have to be careful walking barefoot with, like, in certain places, like, if there was, like, you know, like, pointy sticks or rocks or stuff.
Right.
I definitely had to be a lot more mindful because of that. But, I mean, that was the first time I'd really been out and just barefooted, and it was 86 degrees out, and so, like, the concrete was definitely hot, but it wasn't really too bad to me. And there were times where we were in the shade. But also in a moment like that, you know, you don't really think about it. And it didn't really bother me. But I did start to get a little bit of a blister. But that was the first time I'd really been out since last fall. So, I mean, it is kind of to be expected. So, you know, definitely take it slow if you're getting back out there.
Yeah.
Some of you may have already learned this the hard way, like me. And that's okay. Sometimes you don't know if you don't try, but obviously you do have to have some kind of limitation. You know, obviously mine could have been a lot worse. I could have gotten third-degree burns, like somebody I knew that went barefooting around, like, a water park all day and ended up with third-degree burns because it's 100 degrees out. Like, obviously I didn't push myself to that point. Getting a couple of blisters here and there is pretty normal. I mean, even wearing shoes, if you're breaking in a new pair of shoes, you're probably going to get blisters. Even if you're just wearing a certain type of shoes without socks, you might get blisters. So, I mean, that's not really
a big deal.
Like, blisters happen pretty easily, so don't get discouraged. But just, you know, if you start getting those blisters or your feet are getting sensitive, just know when to stop and take your limits and
take care of it.
Stop and take care of it and respect your physical limitations. But I definitely have been very drawn to earth grounding lately. I'm Phoenix Yona, and if you don't already know, I run the Venetian Phoenix on Instagram, and I talk about astrology and more of the spiritual side of life. I have been taking some time off from posting to actually focus on me personally, my own relationship with spirituality, and just kind of focusing on me. I do plan on coming back within the, by the beginning of June, if not sooner, to getting back to posting regularly. But I know with this Taurus Mercury retrograde going on, I've definitely been feeling a strong pull back to grounding. For me, I do have a lot more earth in my chart. And if you are somebody like me with a lot more earth in your chart, grounding with the earth may be way more beneficial, but even more necessary for you to do on the regular. So I definitely recommend looking into it, especially looking into your real sky astrology chart. And you can, you know, follow me over at the Venetian Phoenix if you're interested. But I just know for me that I've been finding earth grounding just very, very important. I find it revitalizing and recharging, and barefooting is definitely a key part of that. Just truly being able to connect with the earth, with my feet. And, you know, even if you're not a spiritual person, as somebody that just recently got their associate in psychology, which I'm happy to say now, I know that there's a lot of stress or de-stressing, I should say, benefits with nature and grounding. So I definitely recommend taking time to take advantage of the beautiful weather that we're having right now. Now, stay hydrated, folks. I don't know about y'all, but it's been heavily in the upper 80s here. So if you're dealing with the heat, and even if you're not, just stay hydrated, folks. It's the best thing for you. But in general, if you're going on nature walks, to take time to connect and ground with nature, hydration is especially going to be important. You know, you're more likely to get, you know, cramps and Charlie horses or just muscle soreness when you're dehydrated than when you are properly hydrated. Your body needs to naturally drain the lactic acid, I believe.
Yes, okay.
That is what it's called. So, you know, stay hydrated, but, you know, take advantage of the grounding. I know I've been enjoying the dirt paths. I haven't been able to get in any water. Every time I've gone out, I haven't had enough time to go, like, to really fully enjoy the nature reserve and go down and get to enjoy the water. So I'm hoping to do that here soon. But even if you're somebody that doesn't like, you know, feeling water or, you know, dirt or mud, you know, take some time to walk around your block if you're more of a city walker. You know, you can still connect with nature by just enjoying the trees.
Court was what I've done since last week.
Okay. Barefoot. I assume you want to share that with us.
I knew there was something I wanted to talk about, but I couldn't remember.
No, you're good. Okay, well, I will finish with my thought, and then we'll definitely have to discuss how barefooting in court went. Where was I?
Trees.
That's where I'm always wish I was at. That's where my mind's always at, guys.
If I was in the middle of the woods, I'd be happier to pig into.
I really would be happy if I just lived in the middle of the woods. And obviously, I know not all barefooters are, you know, wood dwellers.
Can you imagine if I was like, if I got to live in the woods and I had a preschool center in the middle of the woods, I'd be so happy.
I could just imagine you having like a little fairy, like classroom, like
a little wooden
outside. Yeah. It'd be so fun. We're just crazy hippies. I definitely recommend, today, especially with the moon being in Capricorn, taking advantage of Earth grounding. Capricorn is an Earth sign. And this is just a really great way to just relax, de-stress. And nature naturally has a cleansing spiritual element to it, as many people in spiritual communities believe. Nature is her energy, and so there can definitely be a cleansing effect to it. This is why we use so many different herbs and whatnot for cleansing too. So I definitely recommend taking some time to just let it all go. Maybe go in the woods and scream, you know, as long as you're away from enough people and nobody thinks you're getting kidnapped or something, just scream, let it out, you know.
It's very cathartic.
Yeah, that might help you. I know I used to do that more when I was younger, you know, just go out and run. I probably didn't have shoes on and find a place where I could just scream. I remember doing that in like middle school when I used to run. Just definitely take this time to just pop your shoes off and take a walk outside and enjoy nature and however you're comfortable or whatever just feels right to you. I know I could be there out there all day while other people, you know, they just want to take a quick walk, 15 minutes, I'm good, bye-bye. You know, do what works for you, and, you know, there is no one way to ground or connect with the earth or to barefoot. Just do what helps you and what speaks to you. And unfortunately, you know, not everybody even has much time to dedicate to self-care or barefooting, and you may have a life or a workplace that is very strict against your barefooting that, you know, keeps you from being able to make that time. So, you know, I encourage you to just take some time with this Saturday to just get out, even if it's a quick walk, pop your shoes off, enjoy it, and do what makes you most comfortable. But I definitely recommend taking advantage of this grounding energy with the Capricorn moon and with the Mercury and Taurus retrograde, understanding our physical bodies, our physical limitations, and balancing between working hard and taking care of ourselves and having fun. This is a really important thing that we all need to work on balancing right now. And this can be so different for so many different people. You know, some people may be struggling in other areas with this balance. And we all have different paths, so this is not going to look the same for everybody. But just focus on listening to your body and, you know, creating balance within your life. And I know that barefooting definitely helps me release a lot of that negative feelings and that just helps me relax so that I can balance my moods. You know, it may not balance out my complete life or whatever, but I've found that nature walks, especially barefooting, you know, for me, it helps balance out my emotions. It helps me let go of everything that I'm holding on to. So I definitely recommend just trying to take some time to do that and think about the long road ahead instead of rushing and stressing yourself out over every little thing. Find a way to create balance and stability within your life. And I think nature definitely helps give me mental stability. And barefooting also has helped me develop greater physical stability. So I think it's a great way to combine those two into embracing stability in your life, if that makes any sense. Sorry, that was my little hippie rant. But I would love to hear about how barefooting in court went. Miss Audrey.
Yeah. Audrey. I don't know what you want
to call it. I don't care. I'm not picky on what I'm called. I'm sure you've noticed.
So I had court Monday because Ohio Tax doesn't know what the crap they're doing. And it did turn out well. Like, we got the answer we wanted, well, partially. But there's still more work to be done with that. But anyway, yeah, so I went in and normally I don't when I go in places, but I did have shoes stuffed in my purse just in case because this was kind of important. I couldn't really get kicked out of here or whatever. But so I go in and at first too, all my, some of my watch and my bracelets and stuff set off the metal detector. So the guy, he had to do the wand and he saw my feet. Didn't say a word about it. No worries. He was real nice. Tell me which way I needed to go to find the right courtroom.
Uh-huh.
So we get down there and we're waiting and there's literally, you know, back and forth. And you could tell people knew. People used to saw my feet. I didn't wear like a long skirt or anything either. I did wear slightly more subdued clothes, which, I mean, in my wardrobe, it's not very subdued. But still,
yeah,
pretty pow in your face.
Very,
but like, I made myself try and look professional-ish. I'm not good at that, guys. But
And we need to discuss later on what that idea of what is professionalism is, because I've been thinking about that with barefooting. I was talking about that with a friend this week, actually. But please continue.
I agree with that. Sorry, my computer was doing something. Anyway, so no problems in. We're waiting, lots of people. We're in the courtroom. I did put pictures of that up because I was just so like, what? I had phone off. Like, they make sure you turn your phone off when you go in the courtroom because I guess it could interfere with their recording equipment or whatever and their audio equipment. So you do have to turn it off. But I did get pictures in the courtroom.
And I imagine if they also probably have it as a policy so information isn't being, like,
right.
Because,
Jeez, wow. That was cool.
Those birds are going crazy over here.
I really hope you guys can hear that. I don't know if you can or not, but that was like a whole flock of birds about hitting us in the face.
Oh, my gosh, they're crazy.
Well, happy Saturday to you guys. They want to hear about court, so let's carry on.
It may just be a policy, too, because of information getting out.
Right.
You live in court, too. Like, they're worried about somebody communicating with, like, a witness that they're going to put on because, like, witnesses aren't allowed in the room until it's their time to talk.
Exactly.
So, because I knew some people that had custody court, and that was a big issue, actually, with somebody involved. But,
yeah.
Continue. Sorry.
No, you're okay. So, I didn't get any pictures in the courthouse. Or in the courtroom. I had not one problem, y'all. Like, not one. I was shocked. I had them in my purse. I brought them with me because I was like, you know, I kind of want to see how far I can go, but I'm not going to get kicked out. So then, like, we lose our case or whatever. We have to reschedule or anything like that. Because it was already a pain in the rump to fix my work schedule and plus, it's just nerve-wracking enough going once. I didn't want to have to build up that anxiety a second time.
I'm proud of you for being like, I'm going to do this, you know? And obviously, you did have a backup plan, which is smart. That is responsible.
Right.
You know, that is a moment where it's like, I'm not going to be like, oh, my God, you caved.
No, unfortunately, our, you know, I mean, as most people know, our justice system is kind of flawed.
A little bit.
But in general, and you don't want somebody to try to kick you out over something like that and then have to make it into the day into a whole other issue than what you were even here for.
Right.
So I definitely think you played it smart, but I'm proud of you for just seeing what you could do.
Yeah.
And I think it's very awesome that you didn't have any problems, and I think that really shows that we are really getting somewhere as a country.
I think so, because, yeah.
Judging people.
Which is nice, because I've always mentioned I've been to the courthouse before without shoes, which I had. But usually just to go in and pay a bill, like pay a speeding ticket or, you know, or something like that. It's never been to be in the courtroom.
Yeah, you've never been in front of a judge before.
Exactly. Well, I mean, I have. It was years and years and years and years and years ago. But that was...
But barefooting. I mean.
But yeah, barefooting, no. So it was just like, I was like, you know what? I just... And I told my... And my husband, fully, he didn't exactly like it, but he felt better knowing I had the shoes in my purse. And I told him, I said, look, if they say anything, I'm not going to turn this into a thing today. Like, I just kind of want to see how far they'll let me go in here. And he's like, all right. And they let me go all the way.
Like,
we even had to stop at the clerk's office on the way out, and I was barefoot. We were walked around. They had a couple things on display from the history of our county, and we looked at those. Not a single issue at all. Not one.
Awesome.
Not one. I was floored. Like, what? It was just...
Yeah, and I bet that made him feel a lot more relieved to see too. And I think it also shows people, I mean, obviously he has been supportive, but in general, I think it also, like, shows people that don't really wear shoes a lot of the time that, like, yeah, okay, like, it's not
it's
weird.
Not
breaking rules.
Well, not being
a rebel.
Clearly, it's not illegal if I can go to a police department and they don't say anything, and I can go to court before a judge barefoot, and it's fine.
Yeah.
If it wasn't fine... If it was indeed illegal, like some people think, don't you think, they would have made me put my shoes on.
Yeah.
Like, I'm super excited about this, and I'm super excited to have the photos I did. I wish I could have got some in the courtroom, but again, they make sure you turn it off. And then I didn't think until after we'd done left, like, if I'd real quick turn it on and snapped a picture once they were done with our case, but I didn't. So, you know, hindsight, I was just super excited that, like, it turned out the way we wanted it to. So I was just like, okay, you know, let's get out of here before Audrey goes and says something weird, you know, because that's what I do. But, yeah, it turned out well, guys. I'm not saying that'll be the case with everybody's courthouse everywhere, but if you ever find it, just use my – if you use my story as, you know, some confidence builders, like, if you
no,
go, just
sure.
have – just. Do like I have a pair for just, and if they say they'd be like, oh, I could just play it off like, oh, I forgot I was supposed to put them on. I was so nervous. I forgot. That's what I was going to do. Not going to lie. I was like, oh, I totally forgot, you know, whatever. But it was an overall positive experience. And then we went to a ball game Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
And this crazy day, all you could tell, they all saw my feet and nobody. And I was a little nervous about that, too, because literally on there, I did check. Their little thing says shirt and shoes required at all times, which I was like, ugh. But I forgot to bring shoes in for that, so I'm very glad they didn't say anything because I did forget them in the car, and we parked, like, half a mile away from the stadium. So I was pretty glad that, like, they didn't. But yeah, so it turned out. I would say it's been a very successful barefooting week because it's out of my typical, you know, most of the time I can talk about my typical, like, yeah, the grocery store, yeah, Walmart, yeah, Menard, you know, hardware stores, yeah, my doctor's offices, whatever. That's stuff I do regularly that they know me.
Yeah.
But, like, I've done two very, very major things this week that I literally had no idea how this was going to go, guys. I was, like, both of them. No idea how this was going to go, but I did it anyway because I'm a stubborn bee and I hate shoes with a passion and they hurt me and I don't like to do things that hurt me except for apparently fall asleep in my chair. I fell asleep in my chair on my porch last night and my back is kinked worse than it's ever been. It's freaking kills today. So,
okay, but that does not sound
but like,
But, you know, that's awesome because but, I feel like for you as somebody who barefoots, you know, every day and has been for years, it's not that it loses its excitement, but you don't really have many like milestones.
No, yeah, right.
For you at this point, but for you going in front
I've
of
done
a
it all, basically.
Judge. Yeah, but for you going from a judge or you know, your experience at this baseball game, like those were like small little milestones, successful experiments.
Yeah.
You know, that...
And what's great about those too is I didn't even, because sometimes, like when I did the amusement park, I did wear one of my longer skirts so I could hide a little bit better to hopefully not have to deal with it. But like when I went to court and I went to the ballpark, both of those places I had my knee-length skirts on. So it was obvious. Like there's no, it's not, like this chick's barefoot. This chick is not wearing shoes. And guess how many people gave a care? That was cool. Guess how many people cared?
No.
None enough to even say a word.
That's awesome.
I did though when I went in the restroom. I took my daughter to the restroom at the ballpark though. It was so funny. There was this one older woman. She was doing it. She was super nice with you, you know, the friendly stranger, small talk, chit chat thing.
Uh-huh.
And she did look down. She looked down at my feet. She goes, "Huh, that's interesting." And that was it. That was all she said about it. And I was like, "Yeah." It was just like, "That's interesting." Like, but that's like the most I had. So
older ladies crack me up because, like, honestly, they say whatever they're thinking, and it may not be mean. They're just like, "Oh, okay." Like,
you know, that's the thing. That's what we're doing now. It looks like, I think Proof was going to call in at some point. I think he might be on. Hold on. I don't know how long he's been on either. Will you talk for just a second once I get the computer out?
Yeah, you're good. But, no, I mean, I think those are really awesome and exciting milestones. And I think it's great that you've had these experiences and are able to share them with others, you know, being able to be seen before a judge in a court building, you know, in court for no, with no, you know.
You can find those pictures on both the Real Barefoot is Legal and on Oddball K on Instagram. You can find them both there. So that way I'm just trying to get it out there that, hey, this is a thing that happened.
Yeah. And you had, you know, no negative feedback, no pushback or anything like that. And so I think that's awesome. And you know, if you ever, you know, get worried with your confidence, guys, or you just wonder, oh, maybe they'll say anything or maybe I'll get in trouble, you know, just try to think of, you know, Audrey's experiences. You
maybe
know, she was.
Will. I thought maybe I will. So I had backup, especially in court, like, but I was okay.
Yeah. I don't know. I think that's awesome. And I think that definitely just further proves that, you know, there are no laws against it. It's not a legal issue. You know, and you're not doing it to be a rebel. You're just doing it because that's what makes you comfortable. Like, you're just doing that to do you, you know?
My feet being swollen. There ain't no way I'm getting into a freaking shoe anyway. Proof, if you're listening, I see you're here. I just realized this time. I'm going to do a quick commercial, guys, like a quick break, and then we'll be back. And if he's still hopefully there, I'll pull him on. We will be back in just a minute, folks.
Hey, everyone. Proof here again. I want to let you know that you want to protect yourself against this upcoming food shortage that's about to happen. I know with all this COVID stuff that growing your own food is going to be extremely important right now. So I want to introduce you to my friends over at groundwithagarden.com. And you can get yourself hooked up with a vertical garden that you can grow inside or outside of your house. So if you have a back patio or you don't have room outside, you can grow in either way. And I have a bunch of stuff growing on mine. I have pictures to share. I love this thing. This is the best garden and most successful that I've ever had for gardening for my own self. So let me give you the website again. groundwithagarden.com. That's groundwithagarden.com.
Did you know that every time you swipe your debit card, those behind-the-scenes transaction fees make the big banks even richer? In 2016 alone, these fees added up to $60 billion. Yes, that's billion with a B. Well, what if there was a way to have the convenience of a debit card, but reroute those fees from the banksters to organizations actually doing good in the world? Organizations that protect the environment or feed hungry children? What if your swipes could literally change the world? Well, Groundswell SPC has found a way to do just that. We've designed a Visa debit card program that shares transaction fees with your favorite cause. Groundswell partners with nonprofit organizations that promote the card to their supporters. Their supporters then use the card to power the mission of the nonprofit. It's a win-win-win for everyone, except the big banks, of course. Groundswell is about to launch its first cards into market, and we're inviting you to be part of this movement as an investor in the company. Go to WeFunder.com/GroundswellCard to learn more. Set up a free WeFunder account and invest in Groundswell today and get your money on mission.
Food waste is one of the most easily solvable problems, literally the low-hanging fruit of environmentalism. Pardon the pun, it's my job.
About 20% of all produce never makes it off the farm.
It's because they just look a little funny,
a little weird, but when you cut into it, it's perfectly good food.
It's just a total shame. It's totally good stuff.
We buy ugly produce directly from farms that often would go to waste because supermarkets won't buy it because of how it looks, and we deliver it to people's doors.
Beauty standards for an apple.
This isn't that ugly at all. Like, that's the most common first box, like, complaint we get.
We change that. We educate people. We show them how amazing these fruits and vegetables are.
Have food delivered to your house.
Box of produce every week.
And it's more affordable.
At a very reasonable price.
Cheaper than the grocery store.
I spend a lot less time in grocery stores.
It's an adventure every time that you open your box.
High quality produce.
There's nothing wrong with the produce.
And they taste exactly the same, if not better.
Save those fruits and vegetables that get wasted every year.
And it's delivered to your door, like,
but what? Why wouldn't you do?
Please go to our website, freedomizerradio.live, and sign up for Imperfect Foods today. Use our promo code and get money off your first order. Go ahead and get some organic and all-natural meats, dairy, snacks, breads, and non-GMO produce.
All right, folks, we are back with Barefoot is Legal Radio, a 501c3 nonprofit organization dedicated to promoting the rights and legalities of living the barefoot lifestyle. We have been talking about some very exciting things that have happened for me this week, successfully doing the courthouse and the ball field, and Miss Phoenix here doing a protest and just living her life, you know.
Yeah,
so
it's been fun. I didn't even mention, I've been spending more time out in nature. There were times because of my blister and sharp rocks, I did have to wear these sandals. They're like super flimsy and they move with my feet though.
That extra layer of protection is just sometimes needed, and that's fine. You're listening to your body.
Like, I could tell someone else where to get them because, like, for sandals, like, they look normal, but they're, like, the most flimsy, like, comfortable. I don't even have them with me.
Oh, I know. I'm, like, looking through your stuff.
No,
like,
no.
Where are
they? I love it at home. I didn't even.
I'm sure I've
on.
Seen them.
I didn't even put shoes on to come over here. So,
I didn't realize he made them.
So I did have to give myself a little bit of extra protection for one of my blisters, but I definitely spent a lot more time barefooting just in general in nature as well. So now that the weather's warming up, that's been awesome as well. But protesting barefoot was definitely a big deal.
No, yeah. When you left for it, I was sitting there was like, which you never sent me your pictures, you punk. But anyway, we haven't got a chance to talk much through the week. Let me real quick though, because I think he might have been on hold for a while. Proof was trying to call in this week to kind of check in. No, don't be. I am awful. I think my back starts to feel a little bit better now that I'm awake longer.
Yeah.
Let me see. I think that's him. Hey, Prue,
yeah.
Is that you?
I think so.
Sorry, I don't know how long I think it might be. I don't know how long I've had you on there. I just noticed your hand was up before the show. I'm sorry.
I heard you opening the show from here, and I've been there ever since.
Oh, dang. Well, sorry. I don't always look, like, at the computer while I'm doing it. We usually, like, look at each other because it makes it more like a combo, so I apologize for that. Did you hear about my
story? If I say I'm calling in right now, that means I'm calling in right now.
Did you say right now? I don't.
I said give me three to five minutes, yeah. I was just grabbing a drink real quick.
All right, well, okay. I just now found another new message, so I didn't.
We'll move on. The important thing is that you had fun in court. And so ball field, what ball field was this?
It was a Day Air ball field over in Dayton. It's one of the bigger cities near where I live. And, they not a single problem. No one said I walk around the
time. So that was the minor league baseball team?
Yeah.
All right.
So,
Dragons are the highest rated minor league baseball in the nation.
Yeah, they
are.
Yeah. What was that?
Well, no, nothing wrong with that. That sounds good.
Yeah. So,
I have something on here for that.
Thank you. Yeah, I know. I was stoked about that, but I'm definitely more stoked about how the court thing went well without. Like, there was not a single issue to be had that day. It was nice.
So I will have you a couple of guests for June. I just have to know that I can't book the week that you're out. So,
correct. Yeah, please.
I got you. I think two guests in June. So I'll let you know when those shake out. Unless you need me to rebook.
All right. No, I shouldn't. I just except for the 11th is all the for my niece's wedding. But other than that, I should be good to go. I have a couple messages out on like different like accounts that I find like interesting when I'm trying to get them on, see if they'll come on. I'm just waiting for any no replies and setups. So it's not like I've actually been trying this week a lot harder than I normally do.
You don't hear me arguing?
I know. I'm just letting you know. Like I'm not, the last few weeks with work trainings and stuff, I didn't get very many messages out. I'm not going to lie. Like I kind of dropped the ball there, but I do have some messages and requests out.
I'm trying along with you, so we're good.
Mm-hmm.
I just want this to be a good platform where our listeners and our followers from all of our social medias can come and talk about what
mm-hmm.
they're doing. I just want this to be inspirational. And the more that people participate, the better this goes. It's not just
mm-hmm.
through Audrey, and I'm sure Kevin's will want to join in here at some point, but it seems like those are the voices of BIL Radio for the past year, and I think there's more people than that.
I agree.
The more
people
that call into the show makes it look like it's that much bigger.
Yeah. And I do have, and this will be more kind of, it should go towards the radio show some, but also towards the Instagram I've been running for us, is because my vacation will be out in Colorado. I have one of the shop owners out there. I'm going to do a meetup with her at her shop so we can get some, do like a photo op and spread the word for her too. So
what city is that in?
Cannon City.
Is that close to Boulder at all?
I would not know. I'm not great with geography. Maybe.
Right,
it's
I'll
about an hour from Colorado Springs. I know it's about an hour from where I'll already be in Colorado Springs, so I think it's Kaleidoscope. Crap. I feel really bad now because I'm all on air saying her name wrong. I'm so sorry, Pamela.
So, yeah. Kaleidoscope. Do you know how far you are from Denver?
I don't know.
Colorado is about an hour from Denver.
Is it about an hour from Denver also?
Yeah.
Okay. It'll be about an hour away from there. Is there somebody else there with the shop?
There's a lot of people in Boulder. It's 2.5 hours from Boulder.
Okay. Is it north? Which direction, Vito?
It's north.
Okay, because we're going to end up going after, because I know we talked about possibly hopefully meeting up with you too, and then after that we're going to go norther. Wow. I've got great word skills. And then... So maybe I can check out some of those, too. I'm really excited to make it a kind of a, like a mini-series.
That guest I'm trying to book you, that Joshua that went viral, he lives in Boulder. And we have a lot of members that live in Boulder. And we have the guy that owns Zero Shoes, that Steven Sachin guy that lives in Boulder.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, those could definitely be interesting meetups if we could something like that happen too. Yeah, because I figured
I don't get
to go out that far west that often. So like as many as I could like meet up with or whatever, that would be great.
So why don't we do this? I will email him, and I will give him your information, and we'll let him and his people try to set up a meetup on a day that you think you'll be in Boulder.
There we go. That'll work. Yeah.
Because he knows the area better than you, and he knows where, I'm sure he knows where you can have the best meetup. So I'll work
right,
on that.
Yeah. Like I could tell you where in Ohio potentially, but that's about it. And I'm getting to go, you know, I don't get to Charlotte, so we're making it a family vacation. A family vacation as well, like the whole, you know, a good amount of time. And then I just think, you know, since I'll already be out there meeting up with people I might never, ever get to see and face as long as I live anyway. You know what I mean? Like, it'd just be a nice.
It'd be nice.
I like meeting people in person, too. So, yeah, for sure. I'm excited.
And I think for somebody as passionate about barefooting as you, this is definitely important to be able to meet new people. And I think that'd be really great, even just for the radio show, but the organization as a whole.
Yes.
To, you know, hear from more people, get more people involved. And I think it'd be great to eventually have these people on to even talk as well.
It'll help build a better rapport. I don't know. I do better in person than I do over the phone. I'm sure everybody that knows me has realized this. I'm not great over the phone or whatever. But, yeah, no, it'll definitely help us to make more connections, I feel. So.
Yeah, I know I'll be going out to Colorado separately, though. And I know I'm looking forward to exploring the city, and I plan to do most of it barefoot with me. Summer, I will probably definitely have to have my sandals. I'm flying out, but I'm not sure what they're
calling. Maybe we could do some of the shops together.
Yeah, because I was even thinking about that. We could do some shops together.
That's what's nice about a seeing family, too, is if there's a big family event, you're probably going, too.
Yeah. But I know I'm excited to explore the area. I plan to do most of it barefooted, but I will definitely have sandals with me in case it becomes an issue.
Right.
I don't imagine it being too much of a problem, though, either. But I think it helps to build experiences in not just, you know, our local area, but in other areas around the country, you know, barefooted. We kind of maybe understand.
And that's
kind of
why,
like,
I came on here today, is that I've been working my butt off over the past month or so trying to I really would like to see 25,000 strong in the official group on Facebook.
Yeah.
And we're at almost 24,400.
Okay.
But now that I have a day job again and I start Monday, and then I have my evening stuff here on the radio, my time is not going to be what it was. So, where that means that we're going to have to be reliant, because I can't not have a day job anymore. I'm not broke, but I don't want to be broke because I'm doing too much of my life not making money. So,
Right. Now,
I have to go. Yeah, I have to go back to work. So.
No, I get it.
With that,
that's why I said to you, that's the only place I cave is at work. And that's because, you know, I always do that. Well, which of my bills are you paying? And I'm like, well, technically they're paying all my bills. So.
No, and I'm not talking about the well, I do it because of this thing. I just wanted to say that I'm, and for my job, I don't have to give in, actually, because I'll be doing customer service out of my house for 19 and a quarter an hour.
Okay.
So.
Nice.
So
congratulations.
I'm okay.
That's
there.
Awesome. I know you've gone through a lot of interviews lately. That's awesome. I'm happy for you.
Yeah. So with that, we are reliant on everybody sharing out our information, which makes my job of doing the outreach much easier. Because it can't be expected that Proof Negative, which is me, does about 100% of the shares.
Mm.
And I'm not saying that you're not doing anything, Audrey. That don't
like,
insinuate
I hope
that.
A little bit there.
No, you are. You're helping the Instagram and the TikTok, and you're helping do the radio show. You're doing great. I'm just saying that as a whole,
we need more.
If we have 24,400 in the group, and the business page has 105,000, why is it that I make a promo video that gets 17 hits?
Right. No, I hear you. Yeah.
So. We need a couple of zeros at least, at minimum, behind that. We need 100,000 shares, not three.
Right. Well, that's something I've been trying to point out there, and I know you've said it before, is liking it is all well and good, but if y'all could share it as well, that would be even more helpful for our cause. Like, the shares is what gets the message spread. It's like the word of mouth. Like, you can sit there and like, oh, listen to it and think it's cool. But if you don't tell anybody else about it, we're not going to spread. It's not going to gain the momentum we need it to. So,
right.
Like,
and there was a study. There was a study a few years ago that I quote a lot from Self Magazine that says that annually worldwide, almost 1.5 million accidents are caused by wearing improper shoes, and 99% of those accidents could have been avoided if they stuck the shoes in a different seat and drove barefoot.
Right. Yeah.
And so if I'm sharing that and you see that, I don't understand why you would not be sharing information that could save somebody's life. And if you say, well, I don't want anybody thinking I'm weird by not wearing shoes, I mean, are you in favor of car accidents? Because I'm not. Maybe somebody has a car accident fetish out there. I don't know. But I am looking at this that a reasonable person does not want to be in an accident. And if you think it's not true, just think that if somebody's wearing a flip-flop and they move their foot off the accelerator –
mm-hmm.
and their flip-flop comes off, their thought is to look down and say, oh, my flip-flop came off. And you could be driving on the freeway at 7 miles an hour, and you're so conditioned to think that I can't live without a shoe on my foot that you are willing to take your eyes off the road for 3 to 5 seconds to put your flip-flop back on, and then there you go, head on into an accident. It's human nature because we're so conditioned. I'm willing to give up my life so that I could put this flip-flop back on. And we're not getting that message back good enough.
Well, there was a story near me a few years ago when she, I've talked about it before, but she was trying to park and her flip-flop got caught up in the pedal, and she ended up going through the front window of an auto parts store. Took out the whole window. That store shut down for weeks while they fixed it. because her because of her flip flop got caught up in the pedal, you know. So I'm like, man, you won't find these that on my foot ever. Because that's one thing too. Whenever I would put flip flops on, like, how many times you'd be walking and just like the toes roll up under you, and then you're just, you know, tripping, and they're not safe. They're not safe at all. Honestly.
I mean, most podiatrists wouldn't even recommend anybody wear a flip-flop ever.
Right.
Oh, and it's my not just flip-flops. It's anything that would have a heel on it. It could
right.
be anything even with shoelaces that are too big.
Yep.
Your shoelace,
yeah.
There's cases of shoelaces being caught on the brake pedal. And
yeah.
then you can't move your foot because you, your shoelace is caught on the brake.
Right, exactly. Yeah, they're not safe at all. They're barely safe for walking. I can't walk with anything. Oh my God. I mean, yeah. But driving, if I can't feel the pedal, like the actual pedal, like I'm spending too much of my effort then focusing on what my feet are doing. So it's like, then I'm not focusing on the drive.
Yeah.
But if I can feel the pedal, and that honestly, yes, that has more to do with my ADHD and sensory issues. But there are plenty of people I know that are like that. It's like, if I'm trying too hard to focus on what, like, a part of my body is doing, I can't focus on what the whole of me is doing.
Well, and even if that is related to your ADHD, if barefooting is still something that helps you, that shows that there is great value in
exactly.
it.
Exactly. It's one of my basics. I'm like, it's my accommodation, okay?
But yes, we all don't, you know, barefoot or prefer to barefoot or maybe even need to barefoot for the same reasons, but all reasons are still valid.
Exactly. Yes. Well, that's like I say, even if you tell me the only reason you don't wear shoes is because you don't like shoes, valid.
Exactly.
You don't have to. You don't have to have a friggin' novel, long reason for why you do it.
Yeah.
But
I don't know why our health comes against it. So, you know, why do we even have to continue to defend ourselves in the first place?
Yes.
You know?
Well, that's what I tell you.
Yeah.
You don't have to. Like, you don't, if someone asks you, you really don't have to answer them. We're not obligated to answer every question that's asked of us. Like, I don't have to tell you jack squat about me if I want to. Now, I choose to because I feel like it furthers the cause, but that, I mean.
But you being on this show and running Instagram and, you know, spreading your
mm-hmm.
experiences or sharing awareness, you know, sharing your experiences, spreading awareness. That's what
I know
what you mean. You know, that's different than feeling like you have to answer
exactly.
to bullies, you know, because as we've discussed, you know, in the past when you've had issues with bullies, you tend to just stand your ground and be like, well, it's okay. Like, you know, you
like that lady at the hospital a couple weeks ago. Well, I wouldn't do it. Well, it's a good thing I'm not walking with your feet, ma'am.
You know, and unfortunately, some people, they need someone to pick at. And unfortunately, because
mm-hmm.
barefooting is still stigmatized, it's an easy target.
Yeah.
It's someone easy to pick at. And, you know, like that woman admitted that she knew that there were no laws or health codes against
mm-hmm.
it. It's not a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because at the end of the day,
she
probably,
still felt the need to speak up. And I'm like, for why, though?
And it's probably because at the end of the day, she knows you're not doing anything wrong, but she just needed someone to pick at.
Mm-hmm.
Because unfortunately, a lot of people are like that.
Right. Right. They're just bullies. And we all know how I feel about that.
Yeah. And talking
well,
like, I think
that's always we have brought, I'm not saying we've brought it upon ourselves, but we've enabled it by not standing up for ourselves. In the
right.
60s and 70s, they were able to get away with stopping people from doing it because they were able to quote laws, which were not laws, of course, and it was just old wives' tales.
Mm-hmm.
And,
right,
and
right.
because we didn't know any better, we complied. But for the last 25 years, we've had the internet, and we've been able
yeah.
to prove there's no laws. But because we don't stand up for ourselves and we just comply, that it will go on until enough people stand up and say, no, I'm going to continue to do this. There's no laws.
Yeah.
You're gonna not bother me. Just like I don't like hats. Or I like hats, I should say. And I'm not going to force you to wear a hat because I like hats.
Exactly. Like I tell me, I'm not trying to force everybody out of their shoes. I'm just trying to provide the knowledge and information and tools somebody who chooses to not wear shoes may need to help them in their journey to not wear shoes. I'm not going to go up to you and be like, well, why are you wearing shoes? Like, I wouldn't do that. Like, why would you do that? But yet people still feel you'd be like, where are your shoes? You know, I'm like, but why does it matter? I don't understand. It's like, and it's like anything I've said before. If I was cleaning up something or I was going somewhere that I might need, you know, gloves or a helmet, yeah, I'd wear them, but I'm not going to wear them all the time.
Yeah.
There are certain situations where, yeah, I might need to put something on to protect my feet. Like when it gets so cold, the ground tries to rip the bottom of my foot off. Okay, but I'm not going to wear them all the time. I don't need them all the time. They're a tool. They're just not necessary. You know, like our friend Kevin, you were talking about, like, yeah, he doesn't wear it when he goes on the ship. He does because he's Navy and he kind of doesn't have a choice. Like but typically outside of that, does he really need them? No. So, I don't know. I get on one with that.
But I agree that, you know, sometimes they are necessary as a tool for protection.
Well, it's like a coat. I'm not going to wear a coat all year long when it's 90 degrees outside.
Yeah, but when your feet are freezing to the ground.
Exactly.
Okay, I better put on some shoes before I lose my toes.
Mm-hmm.
Just like, you know, you don't want to get hypothermia because you're not wearing a coat. You don't want
to
get
I like toes being attached to my feet and all, but,
yeah.
It's people need to be able to realize that they have the choice to listen to their body and acknowledge what their body needs.
Yeah.
It's not up to you to tell me what I need for my body. It's not up to me to tell you what you need for your body.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't let people, you know, I'm getting.
I think we just need to let people do what they're comfortable with.
Exactly. I actually shared that one the other day, Proof. The dress code one.
Oh, yeah, okay. I was wanting to talk about that. So, yeah, that actually is a thing in average corporate America where they've allowed the open-toed shoes and they've allowed backless shoes, but the idea of wearing both at the open and backless at the same time, or open at the toe, I should say, and backless is still one of the hardest challenges. They've allowed jeans. They've allowed you to have funny colored hair. They've allowed you to have tattoos and piercings. But having a shoe that is both open at the toe and the heel is still like the most strictest rule a job might have.
Like somehow that's what defines professionalism. Like I do have funny hair and I do have tattoos and piercings and all that. And I'm like, I'm still barefoot, obviously. But like, no, it's like, yeah, like why... What is it that causes people to decide what's professional? And it's the most ridiculous thing.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Like, you know, say if you go, I've had doctors before, you know, that have had, like, tattoos and their own things. And I find them usually they're more down to earth and more straight up with you than those that are all, you know, in a tie and their fancy shoes and this, that, and the other. So it's like, can we start looking at the actual person and their behavior instead of strictly outside appearances, because that's where it's at. It's how you are as a person. It's not about looks, I don't think.
No, I totally agree. You know, I would rather somebody have a professional attitude than sit and criticize or worry about what they're wearing, especially if you're at a desk job.
Yes.
Are other people at the phone going to see them? No. I would care more about how they're talking, you know, how my employees are talking to clients or, you know, customers, whatever, on the phone than what they're wearing to their desk or come home. I'm sorry. I'm not kidding. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't understand the concern.
No, it makes no sense. But, yeah, so we, it looks like Kevin says on a phone. Let me see. He's got his hand raised too. I'm going to bring him in the call too. All right, Chris?
Yeah, of course.
There we go. My mouse didn't want to work for a minute. Sorry. Okay, here we go. So, Kevin, is that you?
Yeah, unless my birth certificate says different.
I mean,
well, I don't know. You can, now in today's America, you can identify as whatever you want.
That's true.
Okay.
But that does
that. Okay, cool. Well, today I'm not going to be Kevin. I'm going to be Batman.
Yes, Batman. I got Batman on the line, everybody.
Now, of course, I don't think Batman can fight crime barefoot, but, you know, I think he can still get the job done.
There's a spinoff we could do, a barefoot Batman, y'all. Let's do it.
So anyway, I wanted to tell you, Kevin, I've happened to notice, as everybody knows, I love doing the outreach and bringing new members in because part of what I do is I go one by one and with our memes that I make, and then people share them out, and then as people share them, I go in and I say thank you, and I introduce ourselves, and they join us. And I've noticed quite a few people recently from Jacksonville, St. Augustine, Palm Coast, all around that area. They're joining us lately.
Oh, that's fabulous.
Yeah.
Not that I'm trying. I'm just happen to notice that if just random three people here, two people there, I go for whoever I can get in. I don't care where they're from, but there's a lot of people moving in those areas these days.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's the good thing? No matter where they are, you want to get as many members as possible. I mean, even if some people leave, and let's be honest, some people have left. When some people leave, you get some more new people in. But I guess that's just how it works all the time.
People need to hear our message, and I'll be honest, more people have probably left a Barefoot is Legal, whether they lost their Facebook account or started their own thing or just hated me or whatever. I've probably had more people leave Barefoot is Legal than all other groups have had even join the other ones.
You know, I think more people left, you know, because it probably does have something to do with the hatred of the owner of the group. You know,
we probably had about 10,000 people in the 6.5 years that we've been in business. About 10,000 people have probably left Barefoot is Legal for insert reason here. And one group might have 1,200, another one might have 1,700, one might have 200, another group might have 8,000. But we've had more people leave than other groups have had join.
Yeah, because they're basically proof. That's because they're always accusing you of something, accusing you of promoting this and promoting that and some stuff that doesn't have to do with Barefoot, and call for you to resign and quit the group and stuff like that. I'm looking at these posts. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. Which foolishness.
And just think, Audrey, people get offended because Kevin shows a picture of himself in church.
Wow.
Why should that? Yeah, I've gone to church barefoot before. I don't go to church often.
Because they don't have God inside them for whatever reason. And those are the ones that get to see those pictures the most, unfortunately. But that's not my fight on this. Although it is my Sabbath, but still, they're the ones that need God in their life, and they're may the Lord spare them is all I'm going to leave it at right there. But just dumb things like that, occasionally we'll get the people that get offended because Kevin, sometimes he's righteous and he wears a scam on his face, and other days he's not. Can you tell him to put his scam on? I'm like, no, that has nothing to do with what's on his foot, and I don't care. You could wear a whole box of scams on your face, or you could wear none. All I care about is, are you going barefoot? Well,
right.
You're political. I need to leave. All right. I'm not going to change.
Unfortunately, what people need to realize, though, is unfortunately everything is political these days, whether you like it or not. There's a political element to absolutely everything in this whole freaking world. And you need to realize if you're somewhere for barefoot, that's what we're talking about. If you're somewhere for masks, that's what you're talking about. If you're somewhere for earthworms being put in fresh soil, I don't know, something random and dumb, that's what you're talking about. That's it.
Hey, you know what? I wonder if there are some members who are offended by the polish I have on my toes. That'd be a new one, right?
That's
right.
One thing I want to,
I've
been meaning to talk about, and I never post about it. I try to make it kind of quiet. I don't care if you have polish on or not. I just don't want an up close, a super up close selfie of, hey, I'm a dude and I put polish on my nails today. That's, I mean, if you have polish on and you're in China Mart buying your great value, whatever, or you're in Winn-Dixie, you're buying your check cola, good for you. I don't mind if you show your polish off, but just an up super extreme selfie of, hey, look at my polish and I'm a guy. That's the one thing that
I don't do and I won't do, because I much prefer to post a full body picture of where I'm at. Like, you know, but matter of fact, like I a few minutes ago, I just posted a picture in a group of me at the AT&T store. The AT&T store is never an issue at all. Matter of fact, I don't think they even pay attention. You know, much less, I mean, you're right there in front of a representative, and that representative doesn't say anything, and it's blatantly obvious, right? You know, and that's the kind of treatment, that's honestly the kind of treatment that we should get. You know, don't pay attention to my feed. You know, how can I help you today, sir or ma'am? Is there something wrong with your service? Is your phone dead? Is it broken? You know, we'll be glad to help you. My feet got nothing to do with that. And, you know, and as far as going barefoot in general, I used to hide it, honestly. I would just post the pictures in the group, right? So now I got to a point where, you know, whether it's Facebook or Instagram or whatever it is, now the whole family knows. So it's like on my regular news feed and stuff like that. So I decided it got to a point where I'm not gonna hide it anymore. Yeah. There's other factors that contributed to that, which is not part of the conversation. But you would think that people would pay attention to their own lives instead of them trying to tell you how to live yours.
Right.
Going for
just posting the group personal page. I think it's awesome. It's been cool to see how people have been, like, growing and changing, and you're one of them. Just like, you're like, you know what? I'm not going to do it just in the group anymore. This is who I am, and I'm going to let everybody know it. It's fun.
I mean, like I said, it was a contributing factors that led to that. You know, I mean, my wife knew, she wanted me to stop, but I didn't. You know, and the whole polish came later on, which my, and family, to be honest, is the hardest to convince, because your friends may not care about that, you know what I'm saying, but your family will probably be like, boy, put some shoes on, or there's glass or something like that, put some shoes on, then again, you also have to remember we're grown folk. You know, now, Corey, and I've been open about this. Like, you know, me and my wife are divorcing. You know, so now it doesn't really matters too much.
Hmm.
You know,
right.
So it's like live life and be free. That's the whole bottom line. Live life and be free.
Oh, darn it. I just clicked off the studio and I was going to press the applause symbol for that. So just know that the applause button was implied here.
The applause button. Yeah, so basically, yeah, so that's what everybody should go by. Just live life and be free.
I agree with you.
You know,
being told that you're a Russian agent because you want people to make decisions for themselves if they should wear shoes or not.
Nobody's telling me I'm a Russian
Vladimir
agent.
Putin and Donald Trump have something to do with running a nonprofit for barefoot rights.
I've never heard that.
You know, wow. You know, earlier this week, I posted another picture, not completely barefoot related, but then it is barefoot related. You know, because now it's only spring, you know, and the weather down here has been getting into the 90s. So.
Oof.
I decided to go to the store, so I decided to put my Zero shoes on. You know, as much as I love being
mm-hmm.
barefoot, I'm not going to burn my feet for it. I'm not going to.
See, my thing is that I'll go either in the morning or I'll go after 7 o'clock.
I ain't thinking about that till after the fact. but it's like, Audrey, if you come visit
Vegas in a couple weeks, you'll see. You'll see. You go after seven.
Yeah. That's true. But then again, it's like after 7 o'clock, you really don't even want to go out the house. You know. I really post that to prove a point about, you know, don't be Mr. Tough Guy. Use caution and common sense when dealing with extreme temperatures.
Body. Like your body
but I think the average person knows that. It's just that we have to know not to play into the straw man garbage, which the straw man is. It's a fake argument that they will win 100 times out of 100 to prove that your thoughts are worthless. Like, well, yeah, but aren't you going to step in dog crap if you go barefoot? Or
yeah,
but you wouldn't go barefoot on a construction site. Even though you're talking about just running into a Baskin Robbins to buy an ice cream cake, but they're going to bring it up like there's dog crap and it's a construction site because they'll win the argument that way, and it hides them from having to put any thought into it.
About two weeks ago. I fell into a conversation with one of my coworkers, and apparently, whether it was Instagram or Facebook, one of the two, they were like, "Oh, do you really let it go barefoot?" And I was like, "Yeah, I do." And he asked me all these questions about, you know, why do I go barefoot and junk like that. You know, and for the people who still, I think we talked about this before, who still want to say, it's not unsanitary, I don't think. You know, because after all, you know, when you go into a grocery store, I mean, you're not gonna, you know, pick up a piece of food with your feet, or you're not gonna push the cart with your foot. That would be very difficult, anyways. You know, and And the real thing about it, everybody does it for different reasons. It could be health, or as a matter of fact, there's some people who are raised that way, or it'd be like, oh yeah, when I was a kid, I used to run around barefoot and stuff like that. You know, okay, that's cool. And there are people who, like me, later in life discovered how much better it was because the research convinced me. And for the record, if I had to put on shoes, I will not put on a pair of flip flops. I despise flip flops now. My Zero sandals are way better. Or even put my bare bottoms on. Or now we call. And I see people in the group with their barefoot sandals. Now they're called what, fake shoes now.
Or bare bottom, yeah, barefoot shoes. I call them barefoot sandals, but yeah, if I wear them, I'm not even put a pair of those on. I see those as more of like an accessory or a trick to like, I'm going in, I don't want anybody to mess with me, so I'm putting this on. It looks like there's something, but there's nothing on the bottom, so we're good.
I mean, it's more like, if you think about it, it's more like foot decorations. And honestly, there's nothing wrong with that either. It's cool.
Yeah,
it's cool to decorate your feet.
I wear bracelets and necklaces and toe rings and anklets, and it's the same thing to me. It's just an accessory.
You know, I thought about toe rings, but I'm not sure if that would be comfortable if I'm walking around like that.
Sometimes, like, it depends on the ring. I've had rings where it's like, I can't wear it. I'll be like, this one doesn't feel right. But, like, the two I have on now that are always on, I don't feel them. Like, I'm sometimes checked and, like, wait, did it fall off? Like, oh, nope, it's still there. And I think part of that, wearing toe rings, I think might help. Because if the people see you actually, like, I have toe rings on and ankles on, it's like, well, clearly I'm doing this on purpose. And, you know, she knows what she's doing. So I think it's one of those, it just kind of almost signifies that I know what I'm doing. It's fine. Does that make
sense?
Audrey, I don't know.
There's another thing in your arsenal that you have that many thousands of our members do not, which is the VIP card. So we have to make sure we promote this once a show. So that's how you and I originally met, was because I physically did not see your order come in.
Right. Wait, when?
So
where?
You were trying to reach
then?
Out to me asking if you got ripped off.
Right. Yeah, I remember that. I was like, it's been a while. Where's my fish?
Yeah, and I'm like, for whatever reason, I didn't get your confirmation email that you bought something, and obviously I shipped it out the next day immediately.
No, yeah, I got it really quick. I got it very fast after that, so yeah. Reach it out to you.
But
I do
all the VIP packages, so somebody else in the group said that they bought some shirts. That's from a separate company that a former member put up there, so I don't have any passwords to that. I don't whatever is sold or whatever is made on there was created years ago, and I'll still get your money. It's just that I have nothing to do with that whatsoever. So
yeah, I bought a couple of weeks ago, and they came in pretty quick.
Go ahead.
I ordered a couple of tank tops, and they came in pretty fast. I have those already.
Okay. So I'll get some money on that at some point, I guess. I don't know how it works. The person left under very negative circumstances, so I got nothing to do with that. All I could do is say it's up on the website, and if you buy something, I'll get the proper percentages, but they left it. So anyway, I do control the VIB package, which everything is in my house, shipped by me. And if you want to tell everybody why you got the VIB package and what you get in it and how it benefits you, I would love to hear that.
I got it because I mean, obviously, just way before I did the radio show or anything like that. It's been a couple of years, but I just felt it was important to – I like to support the causes I believe in, for one, and for two, just kind of give me more of an arsenal And I got a photo ID that has my, you know, me head to toe in a store out in public. But there's a QR code on it to take you directly to the website and some other just like little information on it. You sent me some actual business cards in it, which I've been handing them out to different people. Actually, I might need to get with you about it.
Make sure you keep the last business card, Audrey, so you can make more eventually.
That's what I was going to ask. I was like, can I make more, order more? How does that work?
Usually has some kind of special going on. So just take the last one, make a copy of it, and go to Vistaprint and tell them that you want this. Or you can make your own.
Okay.
I don't care. As long as it has our logo on it and you're part of us, if you want to put down that you're a senior manager at Barefoot is Legal, whatever job title you want me to say you are, then let me know. So if somebody calls, I'll vouch for it.
All right. I'm a head barefootologist. There we go.
Well, make it make sense at least. But anyway, go ahead.
That makes sense. It's just really sense. Anyway, I also got a T-shirt with the Barefoot is Legal on it and the bumper sticker, which is on my car. I put that on about as soon as I got it. Right next to my Watch Out for Motorcycle stickers, my Barefoot is Legal sticker. I'm trying to think, what else is there? There's something else in there, wasn't there, or no? What else is in there? It's been a while since I got it. I said the T-shirt, yeah.
That's
got the Barefoot card. That was the first thing I talked about. The ID card, business card, T-shirt, bumper sticker.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
So anyway, so you got it. So have you shown that to a business if they tried to remove you?
Yep, I have. Well, it was more of a doctor's office that I got to use it at. It's never really come to the point where I've had to pull it out. There's a Dollar General. I don't like Dollar General anyway. I just don't even shop there anymore because they don't. You could have a freaking fleet of police officers behind you telling you that telling them it's fine, and they'll still tell you you got to go. I don't like Dollar General. But I did use that with the one doctor's office I talked to before about that the one that went as far as to buy me flip-flops, two sizes too small. She made a copy of it for my file, and she checked it out herself, and she's like, I don't have a problem with it. She said she was worried about it being her, you know, superiors, and I said, but all my – about the whole network in general. And I said, every single one of my doctors is on your network and no one else that cares. No one else has got as far as trying to buy me shoes, you know, like they all understand that it's totally fine. But I did, but she has a copy of it in my file though now. So to show that like, you know, and I told her it's a nonprofit, like there's nothing, they're not going to give us nonprofit status if we're promoting something illegal. Like it doesn't, or, you know, promoting it as legal, if it is illegal, they're not going to allow that. So, you know.
You've even had positive experiences, better positive experiences in court buildings and in police stations than in doctor's offices.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So, I mean, it just blows my mind.
Right. And then I go to all my kids, like, conferences and stuff. I'm barefoot. All my, like, everything I do is barefoot. So I know my rights. I know how it goes, and I make sure. But yeah, I keep it on. I do every time even I switch a wallet, I make sure I switch that over because, like, I want to have it with me. It's kind of almost like a confidence booster to have that too. If I'm having a crappy day and I know I may end up dealing with it, like, well, I've got this with me, so I'll be all right. It'll be fine, and it always is. I don't really have that many issues anymore.
No. Yeah, I personally haven't had too many issues either, and I usually don't go to Dollar General too much, and I mean, in general, if people are going to constantly give you crap, like, shop somewhere else where you're going to be respected, where there's a better environment, but I definitely do feel bad for people in areas where they have way less options.
Yes, that's the thing, too.
Because I understand that they're put in a position where they kind of feel like they have to defend themselves more because they can't just find somewhere else. So I think those resources can definitely be more helpful for people in areas where they're getting a lot more pushback.
Yeah. Yeah.
So anyway, I'll let you do the promoting because you're the host here. So where can people get the VIB package, the very important Barefooter package?
Hello?
Yes, it's barefootislegal.org. And you can there's a link there, and you can go. It's $49.98, and you get all that plus just there's access to the different letters and information and links and such for the cause. So, am I forgetting something?
I didn't say anything.
Oh, I thought. Sorry, it sounded like you said something, guys. And it's super easy, and like he'd mentioned, like, mine took a while to come in, so I just reached out, and I was like, I did this a while ago, I haven't got my stuff yet, what's going on, and he just missed a notification, and he had it to me within a week, so, you know, it's just freaking out, he'll get it fixed, there's no reason to go and, like, complain about it anywhere else, because if you reach out and he sends it out, there's nothing to complain about now. I mean, we're human, and we're depending on technology, so it's like sometimes we miss notifications. You know, so sometimes they get buried deep down in the well of digitalness. I don't know how to say, but you did an awesome job getting that to me really fast after that. So I have no complaints. And here I am doing a radio show on Instagram.
I know we have to work our way out of the show, and then the next show, Winters, Rachel is about to join us here. So I guess for more information, everybody can check out the Facebook group, the business page, Barefoot is Legal, Twitter, all the you name the social media, we're probably on it. So I don't want to go through and name every little detail, but we're out there, and we need your help sharing out the information. So you can hear me otherwise. Yeah. On weeknights, 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern, that's 6 to 9 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, as the Proof Negative radio show, where it's not just about barefoot rights. It's about freedom in general. And, yes, we will have barefoot people like Joshua from You Enjoy Life, who went viral on Facebook recently, on all social media. But we're going to have Clint Ober on Wednesday, the grounding godfather, I guess. But he'll be on my show this Wednesday, and we talk about all things pro-freedom. So it's not just about going barefoot, but it could be politics, current events, anything and everything reliant on freedom. So with that, I can cede the floor. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Thanks for calling in today. It's all for information. If you want to reach out to, like, any of us quickly, you can reach. I do the Instagram, Real Barefoot is Legal. You can reach out to any of us on Facebook, Barefoot is Legal. We also have my, you know, Instagram or whatever, if anybody wants to check that out, or Venetian Phoenix here for the astrological aspects we bring up from time to time. She is on there, Phoenix Yona. And, yeah. And thank you also, Kevin, for calling in again today. I'd love to hear more, but we'll have to maybe pick it up next week because the show's we're running out of time quick. I got to get out here so we don't run into her. So thank you, and I'm glad to hear everything's going decently enough, I guess. We will be back next week, guys. Oh, what is happening? Sorry, my computer is acting up again. I'm trying to get us out of here. All right, we'll see you next week. Mm-hmm.